Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hello again, and welcome to another episode. Guys, I'm still doing the morning walks, and you might see some background noise of birds or even people talking. But yeah, this is me actually trying to do some exercise and trying to do some recording in parallel. So I apologize in advance, and if I lose my breath, yeah, that's it. Sorry for that as well. I wanted to talk today about time management and actually trying to make the right time balance. You see, I do try to walk a bit in the morning in order to find some time to exercise. And as I'm walking, I was actually thinking all the hats or all the roles that I have in the company. I mean, Bisbee, it's already roughly 30 people and has a project managers and sales managers and marketing managers, and it has the organizational structure, so I can take away from the equation. But still, as a company owner, I still need to wear a lot of hats and actually try to help everybody around. So, as I was looking through this, I actually made a few points that I wanted to share with you. So, first, I'm a marketer. I need to keep up showing up on guest podcasts and spread the word about Bisbee solution and share our story and thoughts with the world and attracting cold prospect even closer to Bisbee. As a marketing person, I also need to create my own podcast and, of course, several Bisbees and create some additional content. So even if I'm not a full marketing person, as an owner of the company, I still need to do some activities in the marketing department. Well, not like a marketing department, but I still need to do stuff in order to present Dan as a thought leader, but also show Bisbee as a leading B2B lead generation agency. Second, I'm also wearing the sales hat. Yeah, I do have a sales team and they're doing a fantastic job, but we still need to bring new clients, and many times people just want to talk with the owner. Or when there is a more complex project or where it's a bit more high ticket, well, I need to show up. I mean, at the end of the day, sales is the bloodstream of the business. So many times I need to actually do the meetings or do the proposals and actually qualifying the clients and providing the offers. I also have to wear the operational hat. I mean, not doing working actual on the project, but actually trying to see how clients can get results, either tweaking our services, either improving them. But I many times even add some coaching to the existing clients, even if it's free, because I see that, yeah, we had clients where I could bring them a lot of meetings, but I've realized that they just don't know how to behave on the meeting or how to close, or they don't have the right proposals. So we even had cases where when we start working with the client, we actually check out their website and we're saying, well, you know what? Your website needs to present to you, and the current state of the website is not really a good version. So like it or not, I really have to wear the hat of figuring out how to bring clients results. I'm also a business developer, my favorite role. I could work that full time. So I actually need to create different products. I've started working on my second book. I told you I have a plan for build up 4 different podcasts, which is going to take a lot of work, by the way. I'm going to have to do the online academy, hopefully within the next few months. We have to start doing webinars, introducing the done with you, the coaching and the consulting aspect. So this is all business development, creating new services, new products, new offering, and actually listening to the market needs and trying to see how we can further help our clients. In addition to the business developer, I'm a learner. Man, I still believe that I have so many new things to learn. I mean, I did my master's degree on entrepreneurship. I did my MBA at Sheffield University on management. I'm a certified management consultant. I still find time to spend at least 3 to 4 hours per week on learning. And I'm currently doing the Akbar Sheikh's coaching secrets. It's 8 weeks. I'm trying to do it in 4 weeks. So it is a lot, and I'm doing a lot of webinars and Q&As, and I'm excited to learn new stuff. And as I learn, I actually try to implement in our company, but not in addition to our company. I also try to introduce it to our services so our clients can also experience. So guess what? I really have to be a learner in order to be able to grow. I'm also an owner, yeah, an important hat, because I have to find time for the HR and growing the team and working with the project managers and working with the nurture team and working with the marketing team, because the company is worth all as much as the employees inside the company. So I have to make sure that they are growing as well. Maybe not at the pace that I can dedicate all the time in learning and growing, but I have to coach them, give them direction, and ensure that the business is growing as well. Well, I'm also a family guy. Yeah, I still want to spend a lot of time with my family and friends as well. I have a little boss at home. I mean, we call him the little boss because you know who is in charge in the house. He's 3.5, actually almost 4 years old. And yeah, I want to spend some time with him. I mean, at 3.5, 4 years, kids are so talkative. You can actually have a conversation now. And it's so interesting that I cannot wait to find some more time to spend with them. And finally, I want to have a healthy life. So there you go. I'm walking now in the morning. I'm actually doing weekly swimming. I also do weekly exercising, and I try to do climbing on mountains as much as I can, actually, or as much as the time allows. So the day has 24 hours, and I believe that most of the owners, like me, have the same struggle. Even if you have managers or operations in place, even if you're outsourced part of the process, I mean, it's your business. You have to have eyes on everything. So far, my secret is really focus. Focus at the one thing at a time. Okay, now I'm focused on two things because I'm walking and talking on a podcast, but with the focus, I was actually can go to the office, focus on one thing, close it, take another thing, focus and close it, and take another thing, and another, and another. And I actually had an open question to everyone out there. How do you do it? Maybe now you have a lesson to share with me. How do you keep on top of things, making sure not just to survive your company, but to have enough time to spend with your family? You have enough time to learn new stuff, and also to make sure that you're consistently growing your business. If you're on a status quo, you've already lost. So I was curious also to ask about your time management, and if you have any stories to share, I would love to hear feedback from you. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day, guys. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day, and talk to you soon.